Title: Roller Ableton Live 12 Airhorn Hit Deep Dive for Pirate Radio Energy for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build an airhorn hit that actually belongs in a rolling jungle or old school DNB tune. Not the drag in a random sample and pray it works approach. We're going to design a controllable, mix-ready horn rack in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices, with proper layering, distortion that reads like pirate radio, and timing that feels like a DJ and MC are driving the room. By the end, you'll have one rack that can do tight little one-shot stabs that don't wreck your groove, longer pull-up blasts for big moments, and call and response fills that sit in the gaps between breaks. First, set the context so the horn is designed for reality, not for solo mode. Set your tempo somewhere between 168 and 174 BPM. Then build a simple two-bar roller loop, breakbeat like an amen or think, maybe to kick reinforcement, and your rolling sub or bassline pattern. And important, leave headroom. Aim to keep your master peaking around -6 dB while you design. Horns are mid-range weapons. If you're already slamming the master, you'll make bad decisions fast, and everything will end up harsh or squashed. Now, source choice. You've got two strong routes. Option A is sample-based, fast and authentic. Drop a good air horn one-shot into simpler and classic mode. Turn warp off in simpler. We want the raw transient behavior, no time stretch weirdness. Set voices to one so it's mono. That mono consistency is part of why old horns feel like they're coming from a single point on a sound system. Option B is synth-based, more control. Make a MIDI track with operator. Use a simple FM setup, one carrier, one modulator. Oscillator A is sine, oscillator B is sine. Bring the B to a level up somewhere around 20-35%, just enough to add brassy bite. Set your amp envelope, attack at 0, decay around 350-700 milliseconds, sustain at 0, release maybe 80-150 milliseconds. Then add the classic horn fall using the pitch envelope on A, set amount -12 to -24 semitones, with a decay around 80-160 milliseconds. That little downward honk drop is instantly rave-coded once you process it. Cool. Once you have either simpler or operator making a horn-like sound, wrap it in a rack so it becomes playable and macro-controlled. Select the instrument and press Command or Control G to create an instrument rack. Then open the chain list and make two chains. Name chain 1 MID horn or body. Name chain 2 TOP hiss or air. This is a big concept. The body should do the punch and intelligibility. The top layer is seasoning that helps it spray above the breaks without you having to boost painfully with EQ. Let's build chain 1. The body. On the body chain, put EQ 8 first. High pass it. Start around 120-180 Hz with a 24 dB per octave slope. You're not making a bass sound here, and any low junk will instantly muddy your sub. Then check the boxy area, often 300-500 Hz. If it sounds cardboardish, cut 2-4 dB. Then for presence, a gentle bump around 1.5-3 kHz, maybe +2 dB with a moderate Q, can help it read. But don't automatically boost 3 kHz just because you can't hear it. A lot of the time, it's masking from the break in the 1-2 kHz area or too much low mid junk. Cut first, then boost. After EQ, add saturator. Set it to analog clip, turn on soft clip, and drive it around 3-8 dB. This is where the pirate radio attitude starts happening. You're creating harmonics so the horn reads on small speakers and still feels aggressive at low volume. Then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Quick teacher note. Gain staging inside the rack matters more than having the perfect chain. Try to get the body chain peaking around -12 to -9 dB before it ever hits returns. If you're constantly pulling the track fader down, you're probably driving saturation and reverb too hot and losing control. Next, add glue compressor. This is to control the spike and keep it stable in a busy mix. Try attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 4-1. Lower the threshold until you're getting roughly 2-5 dB of gain reduction on the hit. Then add makeup to taste. We're not trying to crush it into a flat rectangle. We're trying to stop it from randomly jumping out and stepping on the snare. Then, add auto filter either before or after distortion depending on taste. If it's after, you can use it as a tone macro. If it's before, it changes how the distortion reacts. There's no rule, just a slash B it and pick what makes the horn feel more finished. Now chain 2, the top hiss, the air and presence. The easiest way is to duplicate your horn's source and process it differently, rather than making a whole new instrument. So duplicate the simpler operator, but we're going to filter it way up and distort it so it becomes a bright spray. Start with auto filter. Use high pass or band pass. Set cutoff somewhere between 2.5 and 6 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 25%, if you want extra spit. Add a tiny bit of envelope modulation so the brightness pops right at the start. Then add overdrive. This is crunchy air. Set drive around 20 to 50%. Set tone around 5 to 7 kHz, and keep dynamics around 10 to 30% so it doesn't get totally out of hand. Then EQ8. You can add a gentle high shelf, maybe plus 2 to plus 5 dB around 8 to 12 kHz. But be careful. This is where pain lives. If it gets piercing, scan around 6 to 9 kHz and notch a little. Then utility. Set width to around 120 to 160%. And keep the gain lower than you think. This layer is supposed to be felt as sparkle and edge, not heard as a separate bright noise thing. Mono discipline matters here. Pick your mono anchor. Usually, keep the body mostly mono and widen only the hiss. Or keep the horn mostly mono, and let the return effects provide the width. Don't widen everything at once, or it stops feeling like a point source sound system blast. Now let's add the classic horn behavior, pitch drop and movement. If you're using simpler, map a macro to transpose. If you're an operator, map a macro to pitch envelope amount. For a classic hit, automate from 0 semitones to about minus 7 semitones over 150 to 300 milliseconds. For a bigger pull-up, go 0 to minus 12 over 300 to 600 milliseconds. That longer fall instantly reads like DJ rewind energy. For movement, keep it subtle. Old rave horns often have a tiny wobble or tremble. Add auto pan. If you set phase to 0 degrees, it becomes tremolo. If you set phase to 180 degrees, it becomes stereo panning. Rate around 1/8 or 1/4, amount around 10 to 25%, sine wave shape. Just enough to feel alive. Your brakes already provide motion. You're just adding character. Now, space. We want warehouse, not shiny pop hall. Put time-based effects on return tracks, so you can control space per hit. Return A is your warehouse verb. Use hybrid reverb. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz. High cut 7 to 10 kHz. Then put EQ 8 after the reverb. This is crucial. Notch any harshness around 3 to 5 kHz if the verb starts yelling at you. As a send guideline, for short stabs, keep it low, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB send. For big moment horns, maybe minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Return bead is dub slap. Put echo. Time at 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Keep modulation subtle. 2 to 6%. If you want it to feel printed and dirty, put a saturator after echo. Quick a slash B tip. Make two scenes in Live 12. One called dry horn and one called full hype. Use scene launch to switch and check that your horn still feels good without leaning entirely on reverb and delay. If the dry horn is weak, fix the source, eq, saturation, and envelope first. Now make it roller friendly in the arrangement. This is where most people mess up. They spam the horn and wonder why the groove collapses. Treat the horn like lead percussion, like a snare fill. Crisp attack, intentional tail. Either it's short and stabby, or it's clearly a big moment with a longer tail. Avoid the awkward in-between. Placement ideas at 168 to 174. Put a horn on bar 1 beat 4 to lift into bar 2. Drop one every 8 bars as a signature call. Use it end a phrase, like the last half beat before a switch. Or respond to a snare fill by placing the horn in the gap after a break slice. Timing trick. Nudge the horn slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, for a live PA feel. Or slightly early, like minus 5 milliseconds, for urgency. Choose based on the attitude of your roller. Late feels like a human on the horn button. Early feels like a weapon. Next, keep it from fighting the snare. On the horn track, add a compressor and enable sidechain from your snare or brake bus. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 0.3 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. You only want 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This isn't pumpy howl sidechain. It's just making sure the crack of the snare still owns the moment. Then use EQ8 to carve a tiny pocket. If your snare is really cracking around 2 to 4 kHz and maybe has weight around 200 Hz, try dipping the horn 1 to 3 dB in those zones. Again, tiny moves. The goal is coexistence. Now the optional but huge move, resample for dubplate authenticity. Create an audio track and set its input to resample. Record a handful of horn hits while you perform your macros. Pitch drop, drive, length, space. This is how you get a signature sound instead of a preset. Then on the resampled audio, add a subtle lo-fi chain. You can use Redux Lightly. Downsample somewhere around 10 to 20 kHz. Bit reduction 0 to 2 at most. Then maybe saturator or roar if you want heavier character. Roll off the top a little with EQ. Low pass around 12 to 16 kHz for era vibe. Or for a more realistic printed feel, try this order: EQ 8 first for cleanup, then gentle saturator, then glue compressor barely moving 1 to 2 dB, then a limiter with ceiling at minus 1. Just kissing. That tends to sound more like something committed to tape or broadcast, rather than just bit crushed. Consolidate your favorite hit and load it back into Simpler. Now it's yours. That's how people end up with a horn everyone recognizes. Let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the classic pain. If the horn is too loud versus the snare, it kills the bounce. The horn should decorate, not dominate. If you didn't high pass it, your bass will get muddy instantly. If you over-reverb it, your fast jungle breaks smear and you lose articulation. If it's harsh in the 6 to 9 kHz range, notch it. That range gets painful fast. And avoid stereo chaos in the mids. Keep the body mono-ish, widen only the top, or let returns handle width. Advanced variations. If you want extra rave punctuation, try a double tap foghorn, two hits a 16th note apart. Make the second hit slightly lower, like minus 2 to minus 5 semitones, shorten its decay, and give it less reverb send. First hit is the announcement, second hit is the bite.